Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On Wednesday, September 6th, the Kenai City Council held a luncheon to discuss some of the concerns that are spreading throughout the community. According to Senator Jesse Bjorkman, the cost of inflation has caused a severe decrease in the funding that goes towards education. So far, the funding is down $300 million since 2015.
And so because of that, schools have had to do more with less for a long time.
Because of this, along with the rising cost of health care, schools have had to cut many things, such as counselors and extracurriculars. And while there are some opportunities for this community to help combat this, overall, Bjorkman hopes that the community can continue to work to support the kids and members alike to ensure everyone can reach their full potential for everyone's benefit. A statewide jewelry scam has been affecting residents of the Kenai. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with the story.
Law enforcement around Alaska began reporting in mid-August of transient individuals scamming people around the state, proffering counterfeit jewelry and fake gold through social media marketplaces or leveraging hard luck stories to peddle similar items in person to unsuspecting victims.
This is a statewide phenomenon. They are hitting all over the peninsula, Anchorage. One carload was stopped up in Tok,
said Soldotna Police Chief Gene Meek. The thing is, these scammers aren't exactly asking for pocket change when they engage the public. According to Anchorage Police Public Information Officer Renee Oystad, the amounts are staggeringly high.
And they are not asking for small amounts of money. It's not $5 or $10. It's several hundreds into several thousands of dollars. And people are giving it. And then when the victims go to resell the jewelry, that's when they're finding out that it's not good jewelry. It's just junk.
Chief Meek says if you're approached by someone offering a deal that sounds too good to be true, just get the police involved. The moral of the story? Don't talk to strangers. And if the stranger aggressively attempting to sell you their jewelry at a gas station or on the side of the road won't leave you alone, just call 911. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The National Weather Service announced on Tuesday that due to flooding caused the Moose and Skelak Glaciers Dam Lake outburst, flood warnings along the Kenai River have been adjusted to incorporate flowing waters as far downriver as the bridge in Soldotna and have been extended through Thursday. The NWS is projecting minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. According to the director of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management, Brenda Alberg, low-lying properties of the Kenai Keys and Funny River will be impacted by the floodwaters as well.
If you stay off the river, please do so. That is huge, and that's going to really help those residents to recover a lot faster.
Isolated homes near the Beaver Creek outlet may see some water in low-lying parts of yards. At 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, the river level was 11.37 feet. Flood stage is at 12 feet. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management sent out an alert as well, cautioning people from taking boats out on the river. Do your part to help our river neighbors, the alert stated. Avoid motorized boating until the Kenai River recedes to safe levels. Boat waves add to structure damages and bank erosion. Impacted areas include neighborhoods off of Kenai Keys Road in Sterling and roads off of Salmon Run Drive in Funny River. As a result of the glacial releases and combined rain events that we've experienced this year, these flood warnings come to us at a very inconvenient time for angling enthusiasts on the peninsula as the 7th annual Silver Salmon Derby began on Tuesday.
The historical presence of that classic, it's been around for a long time. I also know the impetus behind the classic is to protect that river and to protect the species that run up and down that river. And so I'm sure that they would be as supportive as they can when they're out there and being mindful of the damages that boat wakes can do, not only to property owners, but to river edge.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.